Title: Historic $130 million plus patent infringement award against the United States of America. Content: A Sheppard Mullin trial team led by partners Brad Graveline and Laura Burson obtained one of the largest patent infringement damages awards against the United States of America for client Security Point Holdings, Inc., Security Point. Sheppard Mullin partner Don Pelto and associates Kazim Naqvi, Rebecca Mackin, and Tom Carr were also key members of the trial team. In addition, the Sheppard Mullin team included trial specialist Stephanie Limbaugh and legal assistants Dori DeLisanti and Ann Castro. On October 22, 2021, the United States Court of Federal Claims released an opinion awarding Security Point more than $100 million in damages for the United States' unauthorized use of Security Point. S.U.S. Patent Number 6,888,460, the 460 patent, which claims a method of moving and processing trays with carts in security screening checkpoints at all CAT X and CAT I airports in the United States. Security Point's patented method is now well known and ubiquitous in security screening checkpoints at airports after the tragedy of 9/11. In addition, the court held that Security Point is entitled to delay damages as well as additional damages for the United States' continuing infringement of the patent after the close of fact discovery. The parties agree that these additional damages will be at least another $30 million, making this one of the largest, if not the largest, patent infringement damages awards ever against the United States. Security Point brought its claim for patent infringement against the United States under 28 U.S.C. 1498, in which Congress waived the sovereign immunity of the United States against patent infringement claims as well as certain copyright claims. These claims must be brought in the United States Court of Federal Claims. In the Security Point case, the Court of Federal Claims bifurcated the case into two phases: 1. Patent validity, and 2. Extent of infringement and damages. In the first phase of the litigation, the government admitted infringement at 10 airports, but challenged the validity of the patent, arguing that it was obvious over the prior art. After discovery and a trial, the court held that the 460 patent is valid and non-obvious. The court found that the government did not meet its burden of proving by clear and convincing evidence that the patent would have been obvious under 35 U.S.C. 103. In addition, the court found that the objective indicia of non-obviousness weighed in Security Point's favor. Specifically, the patented method, 1, resulted in an unexpected increase in efficiency in passenger throughput and a reduction in injuries to TSA screeners, 2, met a long-felt, unmet need for improved efficiency at security checkpoints, 3, solved a problem others had failed to solve with regard to improving security checkpoint efficiency, 4, was copied by the government at security screening checkpoints nationwide, and 5, was praised by TSA and others working in the field as a breakthrough in improving checkpoint efficiency. In the second phase of the case, the court considered the extent of TSA's infringement and the amount of damages owed to Security Point at Category X and I airports. 1. In its opinion, the court held that Security Point carried its burden of proving that its patented method had become the default means used by TSA for screening passengers at security checkpoints at all CAT X and CAT I airports. The court noted that internal government documents showed and directed use of the patented method, and TSA employees testified that they were unaware of any airports that did not use the infringing method. Additionally, the court noted that, while Security Point as the patent owner bore the burden of proving infringement, the government was the party in the best position to produce evidence relating to use and non-use of the patented method, given that the government had the advantage of virtually unrestricted access to TSA lanes and was the party best able to preserve the relevant metrics. The government's failure to come forward with any evidence rebutting infringement was a factor that weighed in favor of the court's infringement finding. The court also considered the government's experts' opinions regarding the extent of infringement. One government expert conducted a survey of certain security screening checkpoints during limited periods of time in an effort to do